folks. Now, thank you very much. I'm going to sort of wrap up now with a few things, and perhaps this is the sort of more serious side of what I do. And I just want to talk to you about just a few implications of what we've been doing today and what you've been doing, et cetera, et cetera. So just let me, before I sort of start with what I want to say, just ask you a very interesting question. How many people here, put your hand up if the answer is yes, how many people here want to be rewarded for what they do? So there's everybody. Put your hands down, that's very healthy. I'm really relieved. If there was somebody who didn't put their hand up, that would be very, very worrying. Now let me ask you a second question. How rewarded do you want to be?
Fair.
Fair reward? Okay, that's very modest. Fair reward? Fair reward is good enough? A fair reward for what you want. Does anyone here want, you know, more than a fair reward? Who wants extra? There's somebody over there who's very honest. Okay, give him a round of applause. Excellent. Okay. Thomas Matt.
Contribution they speak knowledge.
Okay, well, you just mentioned the word contribution, which is really important. Let me ask you this. On what does your reward actually depend? What does it depend upon? Whether you're going to be rewarded fairly or not, what is the key overarching idea on which your rewards depend?
Input,
effort, in one word that sums all that up, what is the probably all-time favorite word we'd want to use about
contribution?
Okay, I would accept contribution as being totally valid, but let me give you another word which I prefer in this context. How you are rewarded depends upon your performance, and how you are rewarded in life depends upon your performance. By society at large depends upon how you perform. And I want to share with you something that really most people do not know, and it's what I would call sort of secret information, but there's actually a strange correlation between performance and reward. These are the two things on which we hang our future. I'm going to put to you, there are four levels of performance, four basic levels at which people perform in life. Let me give them to you. Number one is they perform poorly. I actually think there's probably nobody in this room in this category, but there are people who are going to perform poorly. There is a big, big gap up to the next level. And that gap is people perform well, people perform good. There's another big leap up, and they are excellent. And the next level beyond that, to reach the very top level of performance, is to be outstanding. Now, here's the interesting question, before we look at these in a bit more detail and how it's relevant to you. What are the rewards that you get when you perform poorly?
Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely. You don't even get poor rewards. You get zero. If you perform poorly in a relationship, they kick you out. Get out of, I don't want to spend my life with you, you loser. You get nothing if you perform poorly. What rewards do you get if you perform good?
Minimal.
Thank you. Which are what? In this terminology, poor. Absolutely. If you perform good, and that is why you keep seeing so many people who go around saying, I'm doing a good job, but nobody gives a damn. They're not even looking for a good job. And this is particularly true in the public sector. There's millions of people wandering around working for the government. They're doing a good job. To do a good job is actually not good enough. So the rewards you get when you perform good are poor rewards. What rewards do you get when you perform excellently? Exactly. When you actually perform excellently, you get good rewards. Now, I suspect most people in this room are in this category. And that's why after 5 to 7 years, people start feeling a little bit stressed. I'm doing an excellent job, but I'm getting good rewards, but I feel as if I should get more. Final question on this, what do you get when you perform outstandingly? Yes, you get everything. You get everything. Everybody wants to know you. Everybody invites you to the party. Everybody wants you in their team. Everyone contacts you. Everyone keeps you in the loop. When you are an outstanding performer, in fact, you get promotion. You get the pay rise, you get the bonus, you get the lot. And here's the really interesting thing. There's a very small difference between excellent and being outstanding. Now, let me ask you this question before we move on. Which category do you want to be in?